Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We're in the Proverbs today. So if you find the Psalms about halfway through the Bible, take a right, one book to the book of Proverbs and find the last proverb, Proverbs 31. I'm going to read through Proverbs 31, possibly taking some devotional pauses, thinking of some application at the end, and then closing in prayer. And I want to encourage you to do that right along with me. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for Proverbs, so full of wisdom. As we come to Proverbs 31, Father, which is typically known to be used on Mother's Day, to be used concerning women, I pray, Father, that you'll help me to understand what I need to gain from Proverbs 31 today and to apply to my life to honor you. And I pray that for all of us. In Jesus' name, amen. So there's some discussion as to who wrote this, who is it? And what are we talking about? Who are we talking about? But for the most part, people agree that most of this Proverbs 31, verses 10 to the end, is talking about a godly woman, a godly wife. And that's why we typically focus on that. Proverbs 31, verse 1. The sayings of King Lemuel, an inspired utterance his mother taught him. Listen, my son, listen, son of my womb. So it's a little bit different in that some of the, a lot of the Proverbs are from a father to a son. Now you've got a mother to a son. Verse 3, do not spend your strength on women, your vigor on those who ruin kings. It's not for kings, Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, not for rulers to crave beer, lest they drink and forget what has been decreed and deprive all the oppressed of their rights. Let beer be for those who are perishing, wine for those who are in anguish. Let them drink and forget their poverty and remember their misery no more. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and needy. We don't know if King Lemuel was Solomon or someone else, but you have this mother, this woman, speaking to her son, a king, and encouraging him to do the right thing by others. All right, verse 10. A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She's like the merchant ships, bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it is still night. She provides food for her family and portions for her female servants. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her tasks. She sees that her trading is profitable and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed. She's clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the gate, city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. She's clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom and faithful instructions on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Stop there for just a pause here. Many looking at this list, especially women today, look at this and say, this is impossible. This is the impossible woman. No one can be like that. Others have taken the time to look at the culture, what was going on during those days. And, you know, this, again, looking at this as Hebrew poetry, what is it exactly saying? What are some of the connections to today? What would this look like? I tend to look at it more in categories of wisdom. You have a woman who works hard. You have a woman, most of all, who's of godly character. You have a woman who can be counted on. You have a woman who gives herself for her family and others, including the poor. You have a woman who loves her husband. And because of what she has done, he is well respected. And then look at how this ends. Verse 28, her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive, and beauty is fleeting. but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. So there's the at the end here, hey, realize what you have in this godly woman. Children, you should bless her. Husbands, you should praise her. Beauty's fleeting. Everybody who's doing what they can to stay beautiful in their own eyes and in the eyes of the public. And yet, as husbands, we see our wives as the most beautiful women. And they are. And their beauty is, although we look at them, even on the outside, the real beauty, the real strength is their character. And they should be praised for that. And women who are maybe hearing this or reading this, don't look at the world standards for this, or even your own, as you look in the mirror. Think about what godly beauty is. Think about what God emphasizes. And think about the beauty you can have and what is most important when you have these kinds of character qualities. And although perhaps your children do not bless you like they should, and perhaps your husband does not praise you and appreciate you like he should, know that God does. And husbands, children who are listening to this, it's time to praise your mom. It's time to bless your wife. It's time to thank God for the woman who is not perfect, who does not that she doesn't have any flaws or weaknesses or issues. But if she loves God and gives herself for God and for her family, she is to be lifted up and praised like no other. What's your application for today? Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for Proverbs as we finish Proverbs today. And for Proverbs 31, I want to thank you for my mom. I want to thank you for my wife. I want to thank you for how awesome she is because she loves you, walks with you. Help her to feel praised and blessed today, Father, even though it's not Mother's Day. Help us to lift her up. Help me to lift her up for the godly woman that she is. And may all of us, Father, who are listening, know how to apply this specifically to our lives today to honor you. In Jesus' name, amen.